The improving security situation in Anbar province has not stopped a group of anti-war veterans from pressing their case. The Iraq vets were in Denver last week to get their message to the Democrats. This week, they're in St. Paul to give Republicans a piece of their mind. The World's Matthew Bell is there.
About 100 veterans lined up in the morning sun near the Minnesota State Capitol building. They prepared to march to the main Republican convention site a few blocks away. Some wore desert camouflage, others had black T-shirts with the name of their organization across the front, Iraq Veterans Against the War. Garrett Reppenhagen is a spokesman for the group. He summed up the purpose of the demonstration this way.
We have 3 points of unity. Bring the troops home now, immediately withdraw from all U.S. occupying forces in Iraq, help veterans get the care that they deserve and need, and also help Iraq rebuild their country and culture.
Reppenhagen's group also demonstrated at the Democratic Convention in Denver last week. He said Iraq Veterans Against the War does not support either John McCain or Barack Obama for president, nor does he agree with either candidate's plan for Iraq.
In my work in Iraq as a sniper in the 1st Infantry Division, I've realized that we've become invaders and occupiers in the eyes of the Iraqi people and not peacekeepers, which basically undermines our efforts to begin with to do our mission in Iraq. So I believe that the only peaceful solution to this conflict is to pull the troops out, all the troops out.
I used to drive a Cadillac. Now I'm cruising through Iraq.
Flag-bearing veterans in full dress uniform led the procession through downtown St. Paul. At the end was a middle-aged couple from Boston. Melita and Carlos Arredondo pulled along a wooden coffin draped in an American flag and the uniform of their son, Alexander. Melita Arredondo said he was a U.S. Marine killed in action on his second tour of duty to Iraq back in 2004.
And the reason that my husband Carlos and I are here today is to support the Iraq Veterans Against the War. Our work will be done when the Iraq war is over, God willing.
Remember your military training, and when it's time to go back, we will march back in formation.
Retired Army First Sergeant and march organizer Wes Davey told the demonstrators that if anyone was going to be arrested today, it would be him. He then approached the line of police officers at the convention site and attempted to hand over a list of the group's demands. Davey expressed disappointment when no one from the McCain campaign came out to meet him.
I think we accomplished as much as we can with Senator McCain, who's a fellow veteran. Should have at least sent a representative out here to listen to these veterans' issues. That's the least he could have done.
Okay, get him out of here.
One arm, arms, left feet, forward, march.
Other veterans groups are making their presence felt this election season. The organization Veterans for Freedom is doing so not on the streets, but with TV ads like this one.
I am a sergeant.
U.S. Army Staff Sergeant.
Combat infantryman.
And I am.
I am.
And I am the surge.
Senator Barack Obama credits the improvements in Iraq to anything but the surge.
We're not trying to influence the outcome of the election, but certainly what we want to do is influence the American people.
Joel Ahrens is the executive director of Vets for Freedom. He's a U.S. Army veteran who served in Iraq in 2004. Aaron's group is putting out hard-hitting TV ads that criticize Barack Obama.
I mean, we're certainly worried about the next commander-in-chief wanting to meet with the Iranians before he'll even sit down and meet with General Petraeus. So, I mean, that certainly says something about his judgment. It says something about his lack of curiosity regarding the situation, lack of wanting to be involved in national security policy issues.
Ahrens insists that Vets for Freedom is not officially endorsing McCain for president, but with a message like that, they don't really have to. For the World, I'm Matthew Bell in St. Paul.
Today's opening day of the Republican National Convention was going to feature addresses by President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney, but Hurricane Gustav forced both men to cancel their speeches. Instead, First Lady Laura Bush and John McCain's wife Cindy are going to be addressing the convention. Both of them are expected to ask Americans to help those people affected by the storm. All this week, by the way, you can find our videos and photos of the Republican National Convention on our website, theworld.org.